In a statement to CBS News suggesting the Taliban is to blame for keeping private evacuation planes on the ground, the State Department acknowledged, "We do not have personnel on the ground, we do not have air assets in the country. We do not control the airspace, whether over Afghanistan or elsewhere in the region. Given these constraints, we also do not have a reliable means to confirm the basic details of charter flights, including who may be organizing them, the number of U.S. citizens and other priority groups on board, the accuracy of the rest of the manifest, and where they plan to land, among many other issues." Nevertheless, the department vowed to hold the Taliban to its pledge to let people freely depart Afghanistan, adding that the entire international community is focused on whether they live up to their commitments. Last Thursday, the State Department informed Clay's rescue group their flights out of Afghanistan would eventually receive approval, following the review of their manifest. The task could take several days, Fox News noted, adding, "Clay has a manifest of 4,500 names of U.S. citizens, green card holders, CIVs, special immigrant visas, and refugees trying to get stateside. So far, they've given the State Department 800 names for the first round of flights." President Joe Biden capitulated to the Taliban's demand that all U.S. troops had to leave Afghanistan by August 31, including the 5,000 deployed to help evacuate Americans and Afghan allies. On August 15, the Taliban entered Kabul, marking the end of an aggressive campaign to regain control of Afghanistan as the U.S. military was leaving the country. Late last month, Secretary of State Antony Blinken admitted the Biden administration does not know how many Americans remain in Afghanistan. Nevertheless, in his first speech after the complete withdrawal of U.S. troops, President Biden claimed that between 100 and 200 remained stranded in Afghanistan. However, the Associated Press, AP, reported Sunday that the number of Americans trapped in Afghanistan is closer to 500.